Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to reach with khair and afiyah into Ramadan. This is Allah's massive fadl, Allah's blessings, Allah's karam, Allah's grace upon us. And we beg to Allah, we ask Allah for tawfiq, for the ability, for the capability, that in these precious moments from us, Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow us just to perform amal, deeds, but Allah Ta'ala allows us to do those deeds which are mahbub and beloved and preferable to Him. And we also ask Allah this Ramadan that Allah Ta'ala makes this an extreme and a very great treasure for our hereafter. In other words, that we earn great treasures for our hereafter. Brothers, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah with Allah's fadl and karam. Allah has given us the tawfiq to do good deeds. We recite Quran, we perform tasbihat, recitation of different prayers, and in the same way, Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to try to abstain from sins. We try to leave the bad things. But today, in your presence, in your service, the point that I am making and the discussion that we are having is that such an amal, if we do this in Ramadan, and most definitely we'll do this with the fadl of Allah, when Allah Ta'ala inserts into a person's brain and thinking a good thought, then inshallah it reaches to the conclusion. To the conclusion. So may we do such an amal, such a deed in this Ramadan, and time again, and over again, and repeatedly, about which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has spoken about this deed in such a way that this is not just an amal, an action, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I love this daily, this action. So how fortunate it is for us that if an amal, a deed that is very beloved to Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we do it, then for us it will become a treasure for the hereafter. And especially if we do this in Ramadan. This is hadith. You recite this hadith. We've read this hadith. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith rahimahullah has narrated this hadith in Fazail Amal, and it's a famous hadith. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that after Salatul Asr, yes, Allah has given us the tawfiq of praying Asr in Jama'ah. There are thousands who are lost, who are not able to do this, who have not been able to come today. But Allah's karam, that Allah Ta'ala has taken us, delivered us to Ramadan this month, and to Salatul Asr on this day in the masjid. And the second one, that after Asr, until the setting of the sun, in other words, until Maghrib, we also sat in the masjid, and we all make niyah of itikaf. So then you'll get the Ramadan itikaf as well with the fadl. Just say, Allah, I'm doing itikaf. And you'll get the reward for itikaf. So the hadith teaches us that coming to Asr in the masjid, staying in the masjid until sunset. So after Asr, until the setting of the sun, to sit in such a gathering with a group of people who are doing the dhikr of Allah. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on top of this is telling us the specific amal, that during that time, such a jamaat, such a person, that what are they doing? They're doing the dhikr of Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that I'm saying that to be involved, to include yourself in the gathering, I love this so much, that whatever there is in the world, and whatever there is within the world, ma fiha, in the universe, everything that is present, greater than that, better than that, I will hold daily that action done, dhikr between Asr and Maghrib. So brothers, this is an extreme great ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that we've got the dhikr of Allah after Asr until the setting of the sun in the masjid, in the house of Allah, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah, with such a jamaat, with those people who are sat here for the dhikr of Allah. So what we should do, that is in Ramadan, at least in Ramadan, we should make this a regular habit, that from Asr until Maghrib, alhamdulillah, we should be included, we should go and join the gathering of dhikr. Just like we know that after Fajr, when you pray Fajr, what is valuable, and then after Dhuhr, what is valuable. So at the time of Fajr, Fajr is valuable. At the time of Dhuhr, Dhuhr is valuable. And Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given a schedule, a time frame for everything. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just say that do amal on this, but he said that this is beloved to me, I hold this dear. In other words, the world and whatever it contains, the world and what we can have, what a beautiful way Nabi Sallam taught us, that the obstacles that will come, the restrictions that will come, if the things of the dunya restrict us, now let's do this now, or let's talk this, what is dhikr? So that is a very valuable thing that's coming in front of us. And if, for example, in this dunya, this time, something more valuable apparently comes in front of us, especially in Ramadan, then we should consider that whatever there is, we should set it aside, sacrifice that time, and give up everything at that time. That, for example, whatever we think we're attaining, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that I'm telling you something many, many times better than that. That whatever you get after leaving dhikr and you run towards the dunya, you think there's some profit, your shop is running, your business is running, some work is progressing, and this time comes in between Asr to Maghrib. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, leave that, because that won't give you benefit. The thing that will give you benefit is that time, if you sit down and remember Allah, bas, that's enough, that's enough. What a great, great point. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us all of this, hasn't he? So anyway, what we realize here is that there's so much emphasis on doing the dhikr of Allah at this time, that whatever we leave for this, doesn't matter how beneficial and profitable they may look, how valuable and expensive, but when we leave that and do the dhikr of Allah, then this is the sunnah of Allah. This is the sunnati ilahi, that when an individual, for the action for Allah, when an individual to perform ibadah for Allah, he gives up something beloved to him, when he gives up something, he gives something that he likes, and then he does the action that Allah Ta'ala likes and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam likes, that Allah is the Malik, the Khaliq, and the Qadir, and the thing that we have left, then Allah Ta'ala says, I will compensate you and give you something much better than that. So you get both things. If we give up something that we think is beneficial, a transaction, and we give up the dunya, materialistic something for the sake of Allah, maybe I do the action, maybe I will be successful or not, maybe that will come into my destiny or not, maybe I'll benefit from it or not. But subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala says that when you give that time up for me, that effort up for me, then I'll give you something that most definitely there'll be profit in it. There cannot be no loss. There can be no loss in the reward Allah gives. Just like, for example, we are fasted today. What is the fast? And Allah Ta'ala said that leave eating, leave drinking, leave the shahwat, leave your lusts and passions, everything that's halal, Allah's made haram during the fasting time. Okay Allah, this is your preference, so we leave all of this. So how many things have we left at this time? Look, we left food, drinking, and all those things that Allah has made permissible for us. Allah says you cannot go to your wife, you can, and have thousands of things that we like in eating, different dishes. Some people after half an hour, they consume something, they have a drink, or some sherbet, or eat a samosa, or eat this and that, different items. So people are used to this, aren't they? So even for them it's difficult. Okay, some people, they have a vision or dream, and some people are forced to doing things that they're during the day. But Allah Ta'ala's karam here, mercy, is that Allah Ta'ala loves his servant so much, doesn't matter how sinful he is, but he has the love of Allah within. And this fast testifies to this. Doesn't matter how sinful you are all year long, you run around here, there, left and right, but if you love Allah, if you love Allah, that how quickly you've accepted. Allah Ta'ala says that you were five times and you're not listening, you're doing shaitaniyat, but you got so much love of Allah that 30 days Allah says that stay hungry, okay Allah will leave for 30 days the food. So in this love, Allah Ta'ala has said that this person hakikatan, he loves me, he doesn't come to salah, but when I say 30 days leave eating and drinking, he leaves that for me. So here Allah Ta'ala says, I realize you got love for me, okay, I know you got love for me, so complete 30 fasts and I will forgive you, I will forgive you. So even that person, alhamdulillah, such a night will come, which is about to come, the nights, what beautiful nights, and people like me, mashallah, you are pious, people like me, at least you have to sit down, just raise your hands, Allah say, you're forgiven, he's forgiven, he's forgiven, this person's forgiven. So is it easy to attain forgiveness? In other words, that a person's burning in the fire of Jahannam, in the ditch of Jahannam, and Allah Ta'ala extracts that person with ease. And then what happens? After 3 months, after 4 months, I've seen amongst people that those people fortunate that they've been forgiven in Ramadan with the fadl of Allah, 3 months pass. And what does the person do in 3 months? Not many sins. Then Allah Ta'ala wrote that person's death, Allah Ta'ala forgave him in Ramadan, and then Allah Ta'ala takes his life and he passes away and goes into Jannah, paradise. So what we have to do, we've left food for Allah Ta'ala's sake, we've left the lust and passion and drinking. So remember one point, subhanAllah, just like Allah Ta'ala has said, according to Allah's sunnah, Allah Ta'ala says, whoever leaves something for my pleasure, and he gives up his desires and his needs, just like for example for dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says that, do not worry, do not be concerned, you've left these things for me, you've left the worldly material things for my sake, Allah Ta'ala says, and you've done it in this way, that sometimes you know that you're sort of faking it, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah says, I'm khabir and basir. And he says, oh, no one's looking, let me do this now. But Allah Ta'ala says that you have extreme exercise, caution, and you've got yaqeen in me that even if someone gives you £100,000, you're sitting in a room, and you're sitting on your own, you still say you won't eat, doesn't matter what happens, you'll stay hungry, you will not drink. Why? Because what's the point here? Why have you got yaqeen now? So much yaqeen that Allah is watching, no, I will not drink any water. Oh, no mu'min, he will not break his fast purposely, even if he's on his own. So if this is not love, then what else is it? Tell me. Isn't this love? Where's this love come from? This is one thing. He has said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Allah Ta'ala has taken us to this point. So if we, for example, pretend, this is for those people who are sinful, but Allah Ta'ala has created such actions in Ramadan that Allah says, I want you going to Jahannam, that person who loves me, Allah Ta'ala says, and he's given the proof of his love. He's given the proof of his love. He's doing wrong actions, everything. But what a great point. He sat on his own. And all the things that he can eat are there. And he's got nothing. And he's got a severe hunger. And he's feeling dizzy. He's about to fall. And he's feeling the urge to smoke the cigarette. Oh, I'll die if I don't smoke. No, no, no. Allah's watching me. Allah says, oh, now you remember me. SubhanAllah, didn't you remember me at that time, some time back when you were sinning? So these are the tests of Allah. And Allah says, I can see here that this person has love inside, inherent. For example, a sinful person, if you swear at him, this and that. So don't say bad to anyone, rather do dua for that person. Maybe Allah will give mercy to that person because he has love. He has love. For example, there's a meaning of a hadith where, for example, somebody was being beaten, he had drank alcohol. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, leave him, why are you hitting him? In his heart is the love of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there are, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam still had rahm. Always had rahm for people. So here, that if we are sacrificing our time, efforts, we're fasting, leaving food, drink, what's the reward? There's a separate reward, and the greatest reward is bakshish, forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala will give to us. And the food and drink we've left, Allah Ta'ala says that I won't give you here. Not in the world, you'll still get an apple, you still get a banana, but when you come to me, in thereafter, then I'll remind you that this is that person's paradise who kept the fast, and the person who didn't fast, and this is that person's Jannah who sacrificed for me. See, you left the worldly material things for my sake, and see what I'm giving for you in return for that in Jannah. So do you want here the rewards or in the Akhirah? So if we get here, then after a few days we'll pass away, our wife, children, they'll take all our wealth and eat and drink. Okay, even if we've eaten, then it will be excreted out. What's the enjoyment? Allah says, no, you can take less here. Less here, but where will I give you the reward? In the hereafter, permanent, forever, eternal reward. Such an apple you'll get in paradise. Here you have the apple, enjoyment goes. Such a banana you eat here, the enjoyment goes. Taste goes. Everything here in the world, the enjoyment goes. And we die. We give up all our lives and sweat and toil for the enjoyments of this world. But the enjoyments of the hereafter, every enjoyment will be so eternal forever, it will never end. Never end. Rather than hadith, it says never end, it will increase. It will increase in its taste and its enjoyment. That's why our pious elders say beautiful things. That's why Allah Ta'ala has told us this rule that take the enjoyment. And thereafter Allah said that I won't let you sleep in the hereafter. Aha! Because when a person feels sleepy, he goes to sleep and he can't take the enjoyment. He's lying down. Oh, he's snoring or sleeping. Yes, 6-7 hours you'll sleep. What are you doing? Your mouth's open, you're snoring. Allah Ta'ala says, no, there in the hereafter, I will give you an extra great ni'mah. I won't let you sleep. There will be no sleepiness there. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. No tiredness, no sleeping, no doziness, no salah, no adhan. Eat, drink, enjoy, and stay awake forever. Subhanallah. No demands running after fast, break the fast. Forget this. Allah says, eat, enjoy, all of the demands and the criterion and the task are finished. You are good people. You had yaqeen in me, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. You had yaqeen on this. You prayed salah. You read Quran. Okay, if you didn't read Quran, okay, at least you looked at it during the year. At least you looked at it, or you saw a piece of the Quran. You picked up the paper, kissed it, and you pressed it on your forehead and you cleaned it. And I said, I knew you'd do all of these things, but due to being sinful, you didn't read the Quran. So all of these deeds were due to my love. Allah says, you loved me, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala loves the people who are sinful. This is not the point. So this is Ramadan that tells us, is the teacher. So my brothers, there'll be nothing left in the transaction. We haven't hit the bullseye. Today we've left a bit of breakfast in the morning. So then we'll get the breakfast in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. How many breakfasts? 30. 30. And you'll say in the hereafter, Allah, 30. Why? That, oh, if I did ibadah like this all the time, what a beautiful breakfast I'd get in the hereafter. What will be the breakfast? I won't tell you this, then you'll start getting hungry. Subhanallah. Because this time is a prime time to do dhikr. And we are all sort of tired and exhausted. So I'll stop about talking about eating. And after 30 minutes, we'll start, inshallah. So at the moment now, we'll talk about the dhikr of Allah, spiritual improvement. What is subhanallah? What's subhanallah wa bihamdihi? What are the rewards? What has Allah Ta'ala set aside for this? And however much a person has yaqeen on these points, such a great name Allah Ta'ala is giving. The Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma fiha, whatever there is in the dunya, the kingdoms, wealth, children, whatever there is not in, what is there not in the world now, diamonds and owners of oil and petroleum products and kingdoms and money. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is all dust, dust. total dirt and soil compared to that time, what we are doing now, the action. We are greater than the kings, than the emirs, better than everything. Why? Because this is the blessed statement of the Prophet ﷺ, that there's no greater treasure than this now, the tawfiq I'm giving to you to do dhikr at this time. So Allah Ta'ala's millions of times over shukr, sinful person like me, where is Ramadan? I'm sat in this great time from Asr until the time after Asr, close to the iftar, breaking of the fast, time full of noor and light. And at this time, if Allah Ta'ala removed the veil a little while from us now, what's happening? Then we'd be finished even just there. That what's happening in the world now, there's noor and light, illumination, angels, they've raised their hands doing du'as. And one jamaat is walking around in the world looking, that subhanAllah, is there anybody right now in the time of laziness? Is there any jamaat or people, not just one, but can people be gathered together now in the group, a form of a group of people in this time of laziness and tiredness that they're gathered? Remembering Allah, this is a unique action. What is this? A unique action. And this is something that cannot be found anywhere, that this time Allah Ta'ala is making us do this amal. So what happens is the hujum of the angels at this time. SubhanAllah. This is the commentary given by Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our eyes are closed, we are blind, we cannot see nothing. And we have yaqeen on those, just like I said yesterday, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said this. That's enough for us. That for example, if Rasulullah sallallahu didn't say this, then how would we know who Allah is? How would we believe in Allah? If Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell us about Jannah, how could we recognize Jannah? Has anyone seen Jannah from amongst us? Okay, that's the, for example, in the night, for example, do we know what's in the grave? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us what's in the grave after death and Jannah hereafter. So here's the commentary started. We've told to yaqeen, person passes away, goes into Jannah, goes into the grave, either goes into Jannah or goes into punishment. So the same commentary Allah Ta'ala is giving at this time, that this jamaat is sat down, the hal is such at the moment, that all the angels of the world have surrounded the masjid, that VIP people are sitting in this masjid. This is the hadith, this is the commentary of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the narration, reality. Reality, the angels are pushing each other, shoving each other, trying to get a space so that they can see us, me, you. Why? Why has our value increased? Why has our value increased? For this reason, that Allah has preferred us, has liked us at this time. Allah has liked us at this time. So due to that preference, the whole universe has preferred us. Because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has preferred. This is the dhikr of Allah, my friends. The dhikr of Allah, we should love it. Allah Ta'ala loves His dhikr. So the request is now that we'll start doing dhikr, alhamdulillah, now. Asr time, we should try. We should try. We should make attempts, if not in this masjid, then in some other masjid, there will be the dhikr of Allah taking place. The jamaat will be sat with the fadl of Allah. In Bolton, mashallah, there's mazah, there's enjoyment. Somewhere or other, there will be a jamaat, a group of people doing dhikr of Allah. Grab hold of the gathering, valuable gathering. This is greater than the whole world and whatever it contains. Be silent and include yourself in the jamaat and start doing the dhikr of Allah. Break your fast. Such a great reward you'll get that you will have attained the whole essence and spirit and ruh of the fast. You will have smothered everything within an hour, within this short space of time. A little bit of effort, so you are in this masjid, you're breaking the fast. Okay, there's another masjid 5-10 minutes away from here. You realize there's a dhikr gathering there as well. Then who can drive there? Oh, I ain't got time to go there. And then just go. Don't think twice and include yourself in the dhikr. And the foolish person is he who leaves the dhikr gathering and death will grab us tomorrow. Then we'll cry, hi, hi, hi. If I'd driven for 5 minutes and gone there and Ramadan, what would I have attained and earned? Tomorrow we'll do dhikr again. Inshallah, if our life continues, we've made niyyah, we've made intention. Allah Ta'ala knows best. If He saves us, Allah will give us the tawfiq and give us extra life, lease of life. But we made niyyah for a good deed. So in advance, we make the niyyah, isn't it? A day before or days before. Why? Because if we die, then at least we had niyyah for tomorrow. And then Allah will give the thawab for that as well. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So make niyyah today for tomorrow. That tomorrow, at this time, when dhikr is performed in Masjid Taqwa, alhamdulillah, the same way after Asr, Allah will sit us down. So get there to Masjid Taqwa, inshallah. Yeah. Get there, you'll get khajur, dates, water with the fadl of Allah, and you'll break your fast. Don't worry. Then you can come back 5-10 minutes after. You can go home and then eat whatever you want to eat. But what a great reward you'll get. Just a little bit of driving, you've understood Allah's words, Allah's ahsan, favor upon us. He's taught us this. We've appreciated that. We've driven. We drive, go to Masjid Taqwa, include yourself in salah, alhamdulillah, and include yourself in the dhikr of Allah, subhanallah. So will we do this, my brothers? So you've got a solid niyyah. Everyone's made this intention. Okay, fine, let's start the dhikr of Allah. Recite Durood Sharif. So I said recite Durood Sharif. isn't it? And if we have the value for this, appreciation for this, we do have it. But as soon as a person recites durood once, then 70 mercies of Allah descend upon that person. Immediately Allah says, me and my angels, 70 rahmas we send on that individual. Allah says, I send. And are these not enough? That between Asr and Maghrib, in the masjid, the house of Allah, in the gathering of dhikr, subhanallah, and when in the month of Ramadan, and multiply everything, every good deed, and durood, didn't take a second. Didn't take a second. Where do we attain this? Allah's promised that when you sit, if we didn't sit in the gathering of dhikr, then you would not get this recitation of durood, would we? No, we'd be busy in some other action. So this is the way Allah Ta'ala gives reward. These are the ni'mas of Allah. This is the karam of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the fadl of Allah, the asal. Subhanallah. So recite durood sharif.